Sarah sighed in contentment as she nestled her naked body against Tyler Corrigan's, the early morning sun shining down upon them like a benediction. She'd missed this, more than she'd been willing to admit. They fit together so perfectly, mentally, physically, spiritually. It was all just so right. Tyler ran a lazy hand through her hair as he kissed the top of her head.
I missed you so much.
He rolled over until he was on top of her, his lips meeting hers in a slow, languid, early morning kiss. She responded by melding herself to him, her arms wrapping around his firm torso to pull him closer. Her phone rang. Sarah glared at it.
Leave it.
Tyler traced kisses down her neck. It was only 5:30 in the morning. Who the hell was calling her this early? She lifted her head, just enough to see the name displayed on the screen, and reached for the phone. Tyler caught her hand.
Leave it, Sarah. There's enough time for that later.
It's my mom. Something has to be wrong if she's calling me this early. He released her hand and rolled away with a frustrated sigh. As Sarah answered the phone, he traced the curve of her body with his hand, stirring memories of the night before that made her blush.
Mom, what is it? What's wrong?
You're engaged? Her mother shouted from the other end of the phone. I didn't even know you were dating anyone, and you're engaged?
Sarah tried to speak, but words failed her. She slapped Tyler's hand away as she sat up.
How come I didn't know you were dating anyone?
Sarah winced.
Because I wasn't.
Tyler leaned close to hear the conversation, nibbling on her neck while he was at it.
Then how can you be engaged? And to Tyler Corrigan? He's your boss, Sarah. What the hell were you thinking?
Not anymore, he isn't. Can we talk about this later, Mom? Please?
You're with him now, aren't you? That's why you didn't come home last night?
Mom, can we please talk about this later? Sarah emphasized each word as she tried to ignore the distracting way Tyler's hands were exploring her body. There was a long silence on the other end of the phone.
Are you coming to family dinner tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Your engagement won't change that?
Sarah glanced at Tyler.
Well, I guess I hadn't thought about it much, but no.
Bring him.
Sarah shook her head, and Tyler pulled away, his eyes questioning.
Mom?
No.
Sarah Jane Baxter, you are engaged to a man that none of us have met. You will bring him by this house today, or you will suffer the consequences.
Mother, I am a grown woman. I will marry who I choose to marry.
Tyler leaned close to hear her mother's reply. She snorted.
Oh, don't I know it. But if you want your family there on your wedding day, you will bring him by and you will explain to all of us why we had to find out you were engaged from the newspaper.
It's in the paper?
How the hell do you think I found out about it, Sarah?
She opened and closed her mouth a few times.
I guess I figure Jane had told you. But it's in the papers?
Sarah rubbed at her face as she tried to think about all the ramifications. Her mother snorted again.
Front page of the lifestyle section and home page of the online edition. I've already had 3 calls this morning congratulating me on my daughter snagging herself a billionaire. Quite frankly, I think it's a bit early for celebrations. Is he a good man, Sarah, or did he just blind you with his money?
Tyler sat back, his shoulders stiff, a frown creasing his beautiful face. Sarah ran a hand down the side of his face as she answered,
He's a good man, Mama. He is. You'll see. Tonight.
Tonight, then.
Her mother hung up, and Sarah fell back, pulling the covers over her head.
What were we thinking? She asked.
Tyler pulled the sheets away and stared down at her, his eyes clouded with worry.
You don't regret it, do you?